Cheyenne, you spent 20 years behind bars.
Yes, sir. I spent 20 years in Texas prison.
Well, in Texas prison, too. That must have been twice as large.
Oh, yeah. It was twice as large, and because of the population so big, the food is very rationalized, and it is very bad down there because it's so bulk of an inmate controlled on a certain unit that they have to prepare the food quickly and accurately, so most of the food is not cooked to the fullest extent nor prepared.
Then that's not accurate. Gross.
No, sir. We're talking chicken tetrazzini, and then we're talking VitaPro. I believe VitaPro is the worst food that I ever ate in Texas prison, which was an animal substitute fed to humans for food. It come in a bucket, and it was not for human consumption. It was supposed to be fed to animals only.
VitaPro, a leader in the soy revolution. I'm reading it right now.
It's like Soylent Green.
Yeah, it's people. Beef flavored VitaPro and chicken flavored VitaPro, and that's what they would serve you dudes, huh?
Yeah, we got served until the correctional officer started breaking out with huge boils and getting sick and then have to go to the doctors. And then when they went to the doctors and they started running tests on them, told them that it was something that they was eating. So then this is when the VitaPro scandal come about. The director of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice was indicted because he was actually taking the funds and the money that was supposed to be used for feeding us, and he was made a deal with this company for this VitaPro, this animal food, animal substitute food, and they were feeding it to us. And instead of using the budget money to feed us real food, so this food was actually giving people Crohn's disease and killing people and doing all kinds of stuff.
What did you did you not do? To get put in jail?
What did I do to get put in jail?
Or what did they say that you did?
Yeah, what did they say you did?
Okay, well I got a burger of a habitation of a drug dealer's home. I got in a car with a guy and we went to his trailer house, and he went and knocked on the door. He broke into the trailer house, and he stole 50 compact CDs and a used CD stereo player, and we drove to another community, and we sold it. So because of the laws of party under the state of Texas, I was convicted under the laws of party and sentenced to 32 years in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
I spent
20 flat years in TDC. For burglarizing the community drug dealer's home for 50 compact CDs and a used CD serial player.
You were just along for the ride, and while some dude stole 50 compact CD players or CDs, and you got locked up for over 20 years.
Yeah, look it up online. You can Google Cheyenne Pate online.
Cheyenne what?
Cheyenne Pate, P-A-T-E. My first name is Cheyenne, just like the capital of Wyoming.
All right. What was the best?
You can Google it.
All right, gotcha. Cheyenne Pate versus the state of Texas. Appeal from 77th District Court of Limestone County. Cheyenne Pate was convicted by jury of burglary of a habitation on May 11th, 1996. Tushana Gamble returned to her trailer home. She discovered that one of the... I'm going to read this, and I think that what this guy's telling us is true.
I want to know what the best CD was out of the 50.
Hootie and the Blowfish, right?
Oh, man, I'm going to say Hootie and the Blowfish and Guns N' Roses, man.
Man, you did 20 years for Guns N' Roses.
I used to, before I went to prison, I used to advertise commercials on the... because I've got that Southern country accent.
I noticed that.
You know, and people liking to it. I'm trying to do these voiceovers now. You know, I used to work for KRZI 1580 AM Money Saver Shopping Spree.
Sure.
One of those numbers that you can call to receive $1,500 at Dick Blix and Spalding Rogers and many other places. Yeah, I used to do a little phone advertisement, you know, so I'm really trying to get into advertisement.
You must have had a public defender.
Yes, sir. I had a public defender that sold me out
on a first day.
Because I could have done you, I could have got you at least 10 years.
No, Matlock could have gotten you to not serve any time.
Hey, man, I took a very particular interest in criminal and civil law. And I can cite the Constitution back and forwards, and I can tell you every binding president's case that's in the United States Supreme Court now. I'm talking about from Strickland versus Washington, Batson versus Kentucky. You know, I got my paralegal's license while I was in there, you know, so
prison
I'm very well strengthened.
I'll tell if I ever need representation, I'm going right to you, Cheyenne. You sound like a guy who knows the legal system forward and backward, my good man.
Oh, man, believe me, I know it back forwards and backwards I'm talking about. I've seen the corruption. I mean, I've been in the middle of the corruption. I've seen everything that you could probably think of when it comes to the judicial system. You know what I mean?
This guy's great. You're my new favorite caller of all time. Thank you. And how long you been a free man, Cheyenne?
I've been a free man now actually 4 months, and I live in Clearwater, Florida. And, you know, I just moved. I've been here 4 months. I got a nice little house here, pretty good neighborhood.
Cool.
You know, I go around to different events around here. My little gig is I like to dance. You know, I go to these events around Florida, and I dance for 5 or 6 hours nonstop.
Did not see that.
Might as well.
Did not see it. What do you dance to?
Oh, I dance to exotic music, man. I'm an exotic dancer. I'm not a stripper, but I'm an exotic.
What kind of dancing then?
Yeah.
Well, it's real naughty, man. It's real naughty. Like last night, it's real naughty. Like last night, I went to this club called Blur in Dunedin, right?
Sure. Right there on Main Street.
I got on the stage up there and on the pole, and probably had about, I don't know, 50 to 100 people to record me.
Are you doing some grinding? Are you grinding?
Oh man, I'm a grinding fool. When I tell you I can get up on a pole and stage and dance for 5 to 6 hours nonstop, I'm not exaggerating.
Dude, are you allowed to come into our studio? Because, man, I would love to get you down here.
I want to know this. Hey, man,
what studio are you in? I mean, where are you located?
We're right here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We're only about a 15-20-minute drive from you out there in Clearwater.
Oh, man, yeah, you're not far from me at all. I could probably make it up there.
Not today,
but, I mean, you know, we want to get you up here. I want to see your exotic dancing.
5 or 6 hours.
Yeah. I can dance 5 to 6 hours nonstop. Sure. I'm going to tell you where I went. I went to where they playing, where they had St. Petersburg. They had that, it was like they was playing these flutes and on the street in Dunedin. It was like a little band out on the street here in Dunedin before I actually went to Blur.
Sure.
So I put in like 4.5 there at the stage, and then I went to Blur after that, and then I put in another 5.
Guess you got
to
make up for lost time.
You had a lot of time not dancing when you're behind bars. Yes, that's the question for Cheyenne, the dancing.
Well, actually, do you think you'd like to have Cheyenne come to the studio at 2 o'clock one day and dance for our whole show?
Do you think you can handle it? We got a 4-hour show. You start dancing in the beginning of the show?
If you put some hard beat music on, I would dance your whole show for 4 hours nonstop.
He's a grinding fool.
Cheyenne the Grinding Fool is a great name. What do you consider hard beat music? Like what kind of acts do you like, Cheyenne?
I like R&B. I like any type of hard rock music to where I can bang to the beat. I don't need nothing slow.
Nothing slow.
Something fast. Nothing slow because it ain't gonna be slow.
No. Where'd you develop this passion for dancing?
Well, I started out when I was 18 years old. I was a male strip dancer in Dallas, Texas for 2 years.
Of course.
And then, so, you know, when I went to prison, it kind of took my passion away, but I used to dance in prison for exercise.
This makes sense, you know, now.
It's good exercise to me, you know, so I danced in prison. And, so when I came out, it's a way of my relieving stress and making me feel free because I lost so much of my freedom and I lost all my family while I was in prison. They all died on me.
Drew, what I'm hearing is that this guy loved dancing.
Yeah.
And one day he ran out of music. So
right.
He went and stole some CDs to support his dancing habit. Aha!
Gotcha. Dude, you're one of the greatest callers we've ever had. Pate for president, my good man. We got to have you in the studio. In fact, I think if we are building our next live studio show, we do it in the performance studio. We get a stripper pole, and we got Cheyenne, the dancing, grinding fool.
Just going for it.
4 hours of radio gold right there. What do you think about that, Cheyenne?
Say, baby, I'm 100% for it, and I promise you that I won't let you and the viewers down. I can assure you that.
I believe you. Yes, Seth, a question for Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, do you listen to this show often?
Oh, man, say, it stays on my radio 24/7. I tried to call y'all a while back. I think it was something to do with prison rape or If a guy ever had sex with another guy in prison, that's what it was about.
And you got to do what you got to do, you know?
No, not me, baby. No backyard boogie here.
No backyard boogie, of course. Last week, random Benny Mardone is called trumped by the legend of Cheyenne Page.
I think Cheyenne's the winner.
Hold on one second, Cheyenne. We're going to get your contact info, and we want to get you down here, okay?
Okay, man. Well, that ain't any problem at all. I'll be right here.
All right, hang on one second, man. Nikki, get that number and do not lose it.
None of that backyard boogie.
No backyard boogie for the grinding fool.
I don't think I want to wait until a live show. I want to have him in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to strike while the iron's hot. See if he can do next Friday.
Man, that took a turn. Like, how did it go from the food to the dancing?
He's got so much dance in him that it just can't be stifled.
Wow.
It was when you asked him what he was in jail for, and then he went into it, and I think then you realize there's many layers to Cheyenne.
Wow. And thank God for Twitter, because so many people are saying, wow, this turned into Magic Mike real quick. Best caller ever. Dude was dancing to the Irish music in Dunedin for St. Paddy's in Dunedin Center. I'm dying. This guy's radio gold. Best caller ever. Cheyenne Tate gold. It's real naughty. I love Cheyenne.
See, no reason to waste time setting up interviews with celebrities when we have Cheyenne calling the show.
Man, I think we have tons of interesting listeners like this guy.
And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a real life story that would go well on the big screen? Dude gets Shanghai'd, railroaded into jail because of some CD thing?
I see kind of a buddy comedy.
Who do you see playing Cheyenne? I got Matthew McConaughey as Cheyenne Tate.
I don't know. Have you seen Cheyenne's
picture?
Yeah,
I need to see the picture of him, then I can...
Hey, Nikki, put Cheyenne back up on there.
I mean, maybe Matthew McConaughey with a couple pounds on him. Maybe.
Well, you know, you always look better in your Hollywood version.
Yeah. Like, you take some liberties there. Like,
from that picture, though, I don't see dancing, grinding fool.
That picture does not scream to me, grinding fool.
Like, you know, regular guy.
A Larry the Cable Guy?
Get her done.
That's what the visual is.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
97X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth. Danielle, the boss, joins us in the studio. We really should, if we're going to keep doing these, do some sort of intro for the Drew versus Danielle challenge.
Well, Drew, don't be fooled. I've already got something ready. We're just waiting on our boss to act on it and put something together for us.
Come on, Shark, wake up and get us some imaging.
He has everything he needs except to go, it's Drew versus Danielle.
That's the tough part.
He has to do.
If you're waiting on Shark to do that, that is the tough part. He's a very busy man. This is the fifth one that we've done. Drew versus Danielle Volume 1 was the habanero pepper. Drew versus Danielle, won by Danielle, by the way. I even the score at 1 each with the ghost pepper challenge.
Yes.
Danielle went up 2-1 with the inferno soup challenge.
Yes.
And then Danielle went up 3-1 with the Trinidad scorpion pepper challenge.
Yeah.
I did all that by memory without looking at a damn thing.
Great job. Good at preparing for this. I'm already, again, very nervous. And when I see these peppers and I know that I'm going to be eating them, I break out into a sweat instantaneously as soon as I see the pepper.
You have definitely worked yourself up into a pre-game anxiety.
I don't like it.
You love to win, and that's what I like about these. I like to just create good radio. I want this to be entertaining for everybody.
I'm a voyeur. I like to watch.
And Danielle, thank you very much for the spit cup. Danielle loves to win and hates to lose.
And I'm not athletic, so this is all I got.
This is what she has for you. So with that said,
you guys ready? Now, here, how do you want to do this? Do
you tell me.
If you get a question wrong, do you want to put another piece of pepper in your mouth or do you want to start chewing? I don't know what's better for you guys.
I think we have four peppers in front of us, so I think five chews, but I think that eventually you'll have to put another piece in.
Yeah, if you get it wrong, well, we can make this quick. We can initially start with one pepper, and then I'll ask you questions, and if you get it wrong, you have to put another piece of pepper in your mouth.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah, this is the brain strain pepper.
Okay.
We don't know the real name of it, but it's the brain strain pepper, and it is going in, thank you, Seth, it is going in our mouth, and on three. Go ahead.
Once we have all four peppers, that's when we'll start chewing as punishment.
Yeah, we can make up the rules as we go along. Let's get started. Put the pepper in your mouth, the brain strain. Three,
right, here we go.
Two, one.
That's a hot pepper.
Is it hot? You can tell right off the bat?
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, Drew.
Hot.
Here we go. First question is for you.
Yeah.
Drew Garabo.
Uh-huh.
Who tops the list of the highest... Who tops the list for the highest paid athlete?
The highest paid athlete?
Yeah.
Is LeBron James.
Floyd Mayweather.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead and put another piece in there.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
He carries around $1 million in an envelope with him at all times.
Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, he does.
If he's in jail, who's the guy who's in jail?
Who's the guy who? That's Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, let's make it for him.
Yeah. All right, Danielle.
I'm putting fucking people pepper in my mouth.
Danielle.
I said fucking my way.
Hey, shouldn't we have the Red Hot Chili Peppers playing while we're doing this? I realized that we were missing something.
You're the guy with a music.
I know, but I can't do all this stuff at one time. Okay. Next question. Here we go. Danielle, who is scheduled to play at the Republican National Convention in August?
Ooh. Leonard Skinner, K-Rock, and somebody else. Oh, Chris Atkins. Yeah!
All right. Good Woo! Job. How are you guys feeling, by the way?
Very hot.
Very hot? How does this compare to the other ones?
Comparable.
We're not chewing yet. That's a problem. Oh.
Okay, why aren't you chewing?
Oh.
Chew.
Oh, I am.
Are you chewing, Drew? Okay, next question is for Drew R. Garabo.
Hi.
Drew, what is the name of Jerry Sandusky, also known as Uncle Sandusky's wife?
Dottie.
Dottie is correct. Good job. Danielle, next question is for you. What hot dog company is being sued for allegedly not being kosher?
Supernatural. Oh, yeah.
Very, very good job. Drew, this one's for you. Let's see what
kind
of...
Hold on.
Let's see what...
Get off of the computer, by the way.
No, I think he's trying to pull up some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I pulled up some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jesus Christ.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not cheating or anything.
You guys seem to be doing really well with this.
Man,
are you becoming immune to the spicy pepper?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Chew it up now. Are you guys chewing yet?
Uh-huh.
All right. Next question for you, Drew Garabo. Drew versus Danielle, the hot pepper challenge. Drew, who wants Drake to end his feud with Chris Brown? What the hell is this question, Nikki?
Who wants Drake to end
Never mind. Next question sucks. Next question. How old was Rodney King when he died?
Oh, 49.
Oh, still 47. Put a pepper in her mouth.
Oh, geez. Drew's dying. Drew, are you okay?
Uh-oh.
You got...
Oh, man. I'm doing good over here.
Drew, you got to go. Can you put the other piece in your mouth?
I'll cry.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tap out?
Maybe.
Wow. This is in your head. What?
Danielle.
Yeah.
This question is for you. What famous rock star's son was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis?
Oh, I'm your born.
I'm out.
You're done?
Mooey.
Oh, God, here. Take the Mooey. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Here. There you go. Are you okay?
Uh-uh.
Oh, what's happening? Oh, no.
My mouth is bleeding.
Are you throwing up? Is it bleeding?
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
bleeding. Let me see. Oh, my God, it's bleeding.
I don't have a pepper in my mouth.
I don't know what's... You still have it in your mouth. You can spit it out, Danielle. You won.
I'm okay.
You're winning 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
The series is over.
I'm really glad. I'm really sorry, Drew.
Drew Garabo.
Oh, what's happening?
Drew, are you okay? Come into the mic. Let the people know how you're doing, because I'm very concerned about you right now. Is the chocolate mooey helping?
Yeah, but there's blood in my mouth.
Is there really blood? What does that mean? I don't know what that means if there's blood in your mouth.
It's not good.
Danielle, you spit the pepper out?
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean,
my mouth hurts, but I think I've got like a protective something.
Yeah,
on my mouth. It's still very hot, but
I think we're gonna have to be done with these because you guys are killing it now.
Well, I'm killing it. Drew's kind of failing miserably and bleeding from his mouth.
Oh my God.
How bad is it? Should I take a piece of the pepper and put it in my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
I should do it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you've got chocolate milk for me? I really don't like this stuff.
Here.
What do you do?
Put it in your mouth right now.
And then what's gonna happen?
You're gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
Oh, you can't even eat Chick-fil-A.
Oh my God, Drew, you can't leave.
I'll be right back.
Drew, you can't. He can't. What the hell? Drew can't leave the show. 97X Tampa Bay's new rock alternative. It's Drew versus Danielle right now, minus Drew. Drew lost the challenge. Drew just ran out of the room. He must not be doing well because Drew has never left before. I'm actually concerned.
He said he's bleeding from his mouth.
I know, but what do we do? I don't think I can take the pepper right now if Drew left the room. That means you're going to have to host this thing, Danielle.
My mouth is getting worse.
Your mouth is getting worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, once it gets out of your mouth, it gets way worse.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So I really wanted to taste this pepper because I never do the pepper challenges,
mm-hmm.
but I can't do it with Drew not in the room right now because you would have to host this whole thing, and I don't think you're capable of hosting right now.
I can do my damnedest.
Well, I don't think that's going to be good enough, Danielle. I don't know if your damnedest gives me confidence to turn the show over to you, although I trust you immensely.
Well, I'll swap microphones. I'll take Oh, here he's back.
Oh, Drew Garabo's back finally. Drew, what happened, man? Are you okay?
No.
What's going on? Are we done with these challenges now? Are you done? Are you retiring?
Mm-mm.
You gotta retire. You just ran out of the studio.
Was that the worst one, man?
Yeah, that was the worst one.
That was the brain strain was the worst one.
Yeah.
Hotter than the ghost pepper?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. What do we do?
I don't know.
Should I
I'm
not?
Sorry.
I shouldn't do this, should I?
Yeah, do it.
No. No, I you've handled these much better.
I know.
Drew's got liquid coming out of his face.
I can't stop the snot from coming out of my nose.
Nick, you get over there and dabble Drew's nose. Please, it's in your job description to dabble Drew's nose. Oh, Danielle's going over there to take care of Drew. Wow, this could really bring you guys closer.
No, you don't want to touch anything.
No, you don't want to touch that. Okay.
His nose is a siphon.
Drew?
Yeah.
What are you feeling right now?
Flame.
You're crying.
Fire, flame.
I see there's tears coming out of your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your nose is running. This is the worst you've looked in the pepper challenge so far. I'm very concerned about you.
Oh, my God.
Do we need a medic?
No.
Should we call 911?
Eat the pepper.
Eat the pepper.
That's just going to make me feel better if you eat the pepper.
That's going to make you feel better.
Uh-huh. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, you my eat. Gosh.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Eat one.
Okay, it's in my mouth.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Uh-uh.
No, know my pain.
Uh-uh, I want to.
Know my pain.
Uh-uh.
Know my pain.
Uh-uh.
Seth has got the pepper in his mouth. This is the brain strain pepper. Seth doesn't even do spicy chicken at Chick-fil-A.
I know. I feel so much better knowing that you're doing that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The bad news is we're all three going to be incapacitated after this.
Okay. Save me some chocolate milk, please, okay?
I don't have
okay,
any.
I'm going to save you some.
I got some recycled.
How you doing, Seth?
Okay, hot.
Okay, do you want me to ask you some trivia questions?
Okay, yeah, okay.
What's the name of the Nationals pitcher that was on the mound last night?
Uh-oh, Ray. Joe Peralta.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. And what did they find in the guy's glove?
Give me a cup. Okay. Give me a cup.
Pine tar.
Pine tar.
How you feel? You can spit it out. You don't have to keep it in your mouth.
Uh-huh, I'm keeping it.
Okay, all right.
This is the first time Seth has tried a pepper, by the way.
There we go.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I know.
I'm here. Let's talk.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm done. Give me the mooey.
Give me the mooey.
The Seth Three has just become the participant. It's getting rough in here. How you doing, Seth?
Mm-mm.
No, he can't talk right now. Drew, you can't talk either.
I can
How
try.
Am I the only one that can talk?
I know.
97X, yeah. Tampa Bay's New Rock Alternative. Do you want to take some calls? Hit a phone line. I'll take a phone call here.
877.
Seth's not doing good over there. He just brought the trash can in. Just to reset, we're doing it. Drew versus Danielle. This is episode 5.
Yeah.
Things have gone quite awry.
I just swallowed some by accident. It's burning my throat.
Drew and I took the brain strain challenge. Drew had to leave the room. So to make him feel better, Seth decided to try some of the pepper, which Seth hasn't done before. Somehow I'm the only one able to conduct myself on the show.
Oh my God.
Seth is jumping up and down in his Sethery shirt. You got to drink the chocolate mooey. Why don't you have some of your Starbucks? The Starbucks should help you.
Don't drink the Starbucks.
Anything that's milk-based, you'll be okay.
Yeah, you can drink your Starbucks. I drank mine. It's hot and black.
Mm.
Much like Denzel Washington.
Seth, how you feeling?
No good.
Yeah, Seth's not good here.
What do I do?
I don't know.
You kind of got to ride it out now.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
To let everybody know, I am now 4-1 in these challenges.
You definitely are.
I'm doing okay. Seth is running around the room. He's sweating. Drew's got stuff coming out of his nose. He's uncontrolled. He said his mouth was bleeding.
Don't swallow your saliva, whatever you do.
It's all from the brain strain challenge.
I did already.
Don't do it. It hurts so bad.
Seth, how are you doing?
Okay.
Can we go? I mean.
Oh, God.
877-327-9797. I know.
Yeah.
But I feel so much better that you did that.
I feel really bad for Seth because I've never heard these sounds come out of him, and he's crying. I can see tears in his eyes.
I've never heard these sounds either, Danielle. Okay. All right. What's coming up in stuff you should know?
Somebody's stealing money from Pearl Jam. I thought it was going to sound a lot better with me saying that. Maybe I'll make Seth read stuff you should know next.
Radio adventure. Now, stuff you should know on the Morning X.
Hey, what it do, my peeps? 40% chance of rain with highs in the 90s. I'm Danielle, and here's stuff you should know for Wednesday, July 20th. Officials in Texas will not be charging a father who killed a man who tried to molest his daughter. Sheriff Micah Harmon believes the girl's father is remorseful and did not intend to kill the man. Quote, he was just protecting his daughter. The former CFO for Pearl Jam has been charged with stealing at least $380,000 from the band. Ricky Goodrich is accused of spending the money on vacation, spa treatments, life insurance, and alcohol. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison.
How much money was that, Seth?
$380,000.
Okay.
The Heat beat the Thunder last night to take a 3-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. Thunder down. The Rays beat the Nationals last night 5-4. And we'll be at Hooters on John's Pass at 7 p.m. tonight with your free tickets to the 97X Gin Dig. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my gosh.
Presented by Shock Top.
You're doing great.
The first 50 people in line, ages 21 and up, will get a pair of tickets to the show. All the info is at 97xonline.com.
Well done. You sound like an auctioneer, but that was very good.
It is 722. I'm Danielle, and that's Stuff You Should Know.
Woo! Stuff you should know. Stuff you should know. Stuff you should know. Stuff you should know.
The Morning X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, 97X.